Okay, welcome to Health is Wealth. You probably heard us chatting in the background, and I love that song. All those songs are available on YouTube under Voorhees. I am V the Preacher, along with Tanya, Voorhees, and Tanya, and this is Health is Wealth, because this is Wednesday. Welcome once again to the broadcast, a broadcast that's dedicated to the health and welfare of our people, first and foremost, something I refuse to apologize for any longer. Whether you deem me racist, whatever, I'm going to see about my people, because we have a lot of underlying diseases and causes. And then also other persons that want to join in and utilize some of these herbs and teas and practices that we utilize. We're not doctors. We're not FDA certified, approved. We don't have holistic licenses. We're just passing on the information that we've taken in over the years. Some people call it old folks' remedies, things that have worked for centuries before they came along with all of these vaccines. This show is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, 400 years and advancing. And of course, The Great Awakening. I want to thank you all for listening to that show on Saturday at 10 a.m. You're welcome to tune in and listen to some of the archives as well. Today, we got a great show for you. We're going to get into trying to keep my focus. I got so many things in my mind. We were actually trying to locate some information before we came on. So I'm trying to streamline real quick. We're going to get into some of the herbs and teas that are good for oxygen, circulatory, and the brain. I want to discuss some things with the brain. And then I believe Tanya's going to get into some things about some other herbs and what they're and the benefits they may have, especially for dealing with free radicals, getting the free radicals detoxed out of your body. That's one of the things that I was trying to look up right before the show, so that we could talk about detoxing from the free radicals and dead cells, and to help your face, as far as your what am I trying to say about the face? It's the radiance, the glow, your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with aging and the skin. So free radicals can affect the aging. And the other things I'm going to talk about with the cardiovascular and norepinephrine, where it comes from, that helps with aging as well. So this might be our aging show. And of course, you know, I'm going in on vaccines again. And if you look at the picture, if you're listening on the internet, I have a picture. If you saw it on Facebook, the picture says, this is your vaccine, and you see a plethora of organic vegetables and fruits. Those are your vaccines, people. The key here is to stimulate, activate, and keep strong your immune system. Everything you're being told to do now is suppressing your immune system. Lack of touch, fellowship, hugs, lack of vitamin D, sunlight, wearing masks, lessening your oxygen supply, breathing in bacteria from the inside of the mask over and over and over repeatedly, having shut the gyms down, everything that you could imagine that you were told that you had to do for a whole year, they're going to let you out for a little while. And, you know, they opening up these cities and towns. They're going to let y'all out for a while, and then they close it down this winter. All these things suppress your immune system. No good for you. And I know that a lot of us haven't been getting the exercise that we need to get. And so we actually invested in a bunch of things that we could do here around the house and in the house that takes the place, if not better, than any 24-hour fitness and their antiquated equipment. The thing is with the body and aging is to keep moving. Don't get comfortable. Don't keep sitting in that lazy boy chair watching Netflix for 5 hours and eating all kind of fattening foods and then wondering why your body is aching and paining. There it is there. You got to get out, move, and exercise. Even if you have to just go outside your house and do jumping jacks, you got to move. You got to get your steps in. Okay. There it is. Lime. Anti-carcinogenic. Okay, we'll get more into that. That's what I want to get into. All right, before we go into the herbs, there's somebody I want to play and we'll be getting our herbs together, what we're going to present to you. But there's a lady by the name of, if you go to BitChute, I want you to type in Dr. Tenpenny. That's correct. The way it sounds is how it's spelled. Dr. Tenpenny. Everyone in the world is trying to discount this woman. And these people who are writing these bad reviews and discounting her, no, those are trolls. Those are agents. Those are people paid to do that so that they can, so you won't get the information. YouTube has scrubbed all her videos. She's been knocked off Twitter, Facebook. Her, along with Dr. Judy Mikovits, they're letting everyone know that at least 50 million people will die in the United States from the COVID vaccine. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny agrees. I would like for you to watch the video on here. I'm not going to play that one now because it's too long and I don't want to consume all the time. But if you go to her videos on bitchute.com, you can listen to the extended version of some of her conversations so that you could find out what's really happening with the vaccines and its synergistic effect. I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of this one that she did maybe a few months back.
Now they're trying to rush it through. They got the team in Oxford here, putting their injections into rhesus monkeys. And they look, now they're trying to push everybody. It might be ready at 6 months, which is faster than I've been told any other vaccine has been ready. And really like pushing it towards people. Again, talking to Bobby Kennedy, he's like, Brian, even if there was something that's successful, it's such a low percentage. It's not a fix-all. It's just, this is all a dream, a lie. This is not even a possible solution for us.
And why would you give a vaccine to people who already have an antibody, who've already been exposed, have developed a natural immunoglobulin G for a past infection, or IgM, the mucosal surfaces, for a recent or current infections? Why would you give a healthy person a shot that could drive the toxicity, as the data have shown, when they're already immune? Why aren't the exposed, who are not sick, healthy people out there working to protect the compromised? And why aren't we protecting the compromised with the therapeutics that we know work, like hydroxychloroquine and the type 1 interferons and vitamin C and zincs, the natural products to protect them? Why are we holding everybody in? That's why I call it criminal extortion. And they don't get out of their house, and they're driving further and further into their own depression or anxiety or disease. They can see the effect it's having on the family when they can't pay their bills. The children who aren't educated. Finally, it's like, oh, how bad could it be? And you get that shot. And once you do that, you can't take it. It's very difficult to detox this stuff. So, it's why would you do it if 0.1% to 0.3%, are the only people you're protecting, and that immunity might already be here? Isn't that the heart of a vaccination program? Every vaccine, in the FDA, if you develop an antibody, and again, most haven't even been tested to do that, and we know most don't. So if you get an antibody and you make a vaccine and the manufacturer shows it produces antibodies in monkeys, then by definition, it passes, regardless of whether it's safe. So why doesn't a natural infection where we've developed immunity and people have the antibodies they need to be protected from death? Most people don't realize the vaccines do not prevent infection. You're injecting the blueprint. You're injecting the blueprint of the virus and letting a compromised system try to deal with it. And worse, it doesn't go in the cells that a natural infection would, that have lock and key receptors, gatekeepers, so that only certain cells can be infected, like the upper respiratory tract for a coronavirus. Now you're making it in a nanoparticle, which means it can go in every cell without that receptor. So can you imagine the damage of bypassing God's natural immunity and allowing the blueprint for the coronavirus that also has components of HIV in some strains, meaning you can infect your white blood cells. So now you're going to inject an agent into every cell of the body. I just can't even imagine a recipe for anything other than what I would consider mass murder on a scale where 50 million people will die in America from the vaccine.
15 million.
50 million.
Big prediction.
Yeah. But the numbers of the XMRVs and the vaccine injuries for the 40 years support that.
Dr. Judy Mikovits was with us last week, and she said potentially 50 million Americans die if we proceed with vaccines. And I was like, 15? And she said 50. And I was like, wow, that's a...
Okay, we're going to pause right there with that particular interview. Got a lot of stuff we want to play, and I want to comment on some of the things we just heard. And then I'll get back. That wasn't Sherry Tenpenny. That was another doctor being interviewed in London. There's a lot of protests, people, happening all over the world about being locked up, cooped up, and mandatory vaccines coming, and they're trying to get to the point where you won't even be able to travel without showing. That's why people who've already had COVID and have built up an antibody are going to be forced to get a shot anyway so that they can get this passport to be able to fly on planes and go to events if they want to go back to what they think was a normal life. But there'll be no new normal. You want to say something about that?
Yeah, I think that the vaccines, and it just seems that folks are thinking, oh, let me just take the shot or the shot so I can, you know, things can get back to normal. And they're not going to get back to normal.
No, not at all.
Easy fix, you know, we're used to taking a pill or getting a shot to fix things, and the shot is not going to fix it.
It's not going to fix it. And then when she talked about detoxing after taking a shot, this particular one, you're not going to be able to detox because it's got nanoparticles, nanorobots in there. And if you Google this, you'll see it's a little star shape with clamps about the size of a speck of dust. And these nanoparticles, I talked about this on the Sabbath show one day. These nanoparticles can attach themselves to the lining of your veins, your lungs, your stomach. There's no detoxing this. And then the nanoparticles are going to start to take control of your body's immune system, operating system, and be able to communicate with your body and your brain and your spinal cord. That's why this week there was a release from the World Health Organization about the zombie apocalypse. Unfortunately, people, the movies you've been watching all your life about zombies may not be far-fetched with what this vaccine is going to do to your DNA system. It's going to alter it and change it, which means it will change the person. Also, it has the chemical that attacks the God gene, which takes away your passion for spirituality away, and it minimizes. And of course, it's going to change your appetite, the way you feed. It's going to change everything about who you think you are as a person, and that's why you're going to die. They're hoping that this doesn't start to happen until about 6 months after people have gotten the injection so that they won't associate it with the vaccine, the jab. You know, so years later, people won't know or be able to say anything because they've already protected themselves. You cannot sue a pharmaceutical company or vaccine company. So they've protected themselves. And so we'll start to see this sickness. Anytime you hear somebody saying that this jab will destroy your white blood cells, you're messed up. So people, try and avoid it for as long as you possibly can, as much as you possibly can. Please do so.
Yeah, it's FDA authorized.
But not
for
approved.
Emergency use.
Right.
For emergency use, but it's not FDA approved.
Right.
Yet.
Right, and they're not going to approve.
And you know the folks that I know that have been taking the, you know, the injection, they're saying, oh, it's FDA approved, or it's FDA, you know, but it's not complete. The whole process isn't complete. It's just good for emergency use only, and that term is not being in the media. They're not quoting it that way anymore.
Right. And I'm not going off of videos that I've seen of what happened to people any longer, because now I've been informed I have a cousin, second cousin, who got the second shot and was paralyzed for a few months, or still is paralyzed right now from after having the second shot. Can't move, can't feed yourself, get up and go to the restroom, etc. And so there's a lot happening with a lot of people. But what's going to happen is this is time release that's going to affect you. If you're not sick, don't move out of fear and panic. Fear and stress will kill you anyway. But now you're letting the fear kill you in a different way. It caused you to rely on something that's man-made that has nothing to do with the Most High. Only what Yah has created can take care of this body. And that's what you have to rely on. Peace, prayer, and the things that Yah has given us. Now I'm going to play a little bit of Sherry Timpani saying some of the same things. This video is only about 3 minutes long. So once again, on BitChute.
Dr. Judy Mikovits was with us last week, and she said potentially 50 million Americans die if we proceed with vaccines. And I was like, 15? And she said 50. And I was like,
chronic hepatitis. You know, chronic inflammatory drug and seriously injured.
Let me go back. Sorry.
That's a dark prediction, and it feels
extreme.
I think
that's only America.
Right. So you don't think she's off if we go full steam ahead with this?
Not at all. And if they don't die, they're going to be seriously injured. You know, there's some things in life that are worse than death. You know, having to live with chronic hepatitis. You know, chronic inflammatory drug-induced hepatitis, you know, having chronic seizure disorders, having debilitating autoimmune diseases. You know, some people are so sick, it would be merciful if they died, right? So there's some things in life that are worse than death. So I don't think that's an over-exaggeration at all. And she was mentioning that because I listened to her interview with you.
That makes me want to say something real quick, people. In the Bible, Yeshua prophesied through the parables that people are going to be praying for the mountains to fall on them and begging for death. And this is what she's saying, that some people may not die, but the sicknesses and injuries to their bodies are going to be worse than death. Like the video we did see of the woman who couldn't stop moving and shaking and talking, and her muscles, no control all day long. That woman took the shot and she's miserable. She'll never be the same. She's constantly moving and shaking her neck from her head to her toe, wishing for death herself. And this is what's going to happen to people. They're going to be so messed up, they're going to want to die. Injury, sickness. That's why we're even doing health as wealth, because you could be the richest person in the world. You're sick. You can't enjoy life or this body that Yah gave you. Let me play the rest of this. And then we'll get into some other things, because people, this is actually all talked about in the Bible as well, and that these things were going to happen in Psalms 91 and Revelations, when it makes the metaphor of scorpions and the scorpion sting and the poisoning of the people. We fail to realize that we're in that era right now, where millions are lining up to be jabbed and stung with poison. Let's listen to the rest of this.
And she was mentioning that as being just in America.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, Bill Gates said he wants 15 billion doses of this vaccine, because every one of their protocols is you get the first shot, so you get 7.7 billion, every man, woman, and child on the entire planet he wants vaccinated. They get the first shot, which they call that sensitization. Then they give the second shot to give that high antibody response. And then these coronaviruses have been around for 6 years, and that's one of the things that we don't really know. I mean, we're trying to learn about this virus and develop things in real time, right? We're just learning about this virus and how it's affecting people and how it's spreading and what should we be doing about testing or not testing and what about treatments. And we're finding out that the virus is more of a blood infection than actually a lung infection, and we're kind of figuring it out in real time, and yet they're full steam ahead, hammer down, get this vaccine out there as fast as we can.
Which
is terrific.
Surely Bill Gates and Fauci and even the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want that many deaths on their hands. I mean, they wouldn't want that to happen. Or you
they have no liability.
Okay. But still, I mean, still, they obviously don't want that to happen, right? Do they just not know any better?
They can read the literature just like I can, Brian.
They're just evil, horrible people? Like, I'm just trying to understand their motivation. It's one thing we don't agree
that
society.
Well, you know, one of the things that we kind of try not to talk about in the vaccine world over the years is the whole eugenics movement.
Right.
No, we kind of, because, you know, we already have enough problems with being labeled as tinfoil hat, anti-science, you know, horrible people because we don't think people should be vaccinated. We already got a whole bunch of labels stuck to us. But the truth is Bill Gates is bad. I mean, he was one of the original founders of Planned Parenthood. He was one of the original founders of the eugenics movement here in the U.S. The Georgia Guidestones are real. You know, Bill Gates has said in some of his TED Talks, we can't sustain this, you know. We have to, you know, the population is getting too big. We have to lower the population on the planet. And we can't expect vaccines to do it all. We have to do other things. He's been known to say that. So, I mean, those are his words. I wasn't putting words in his mouth. Those are things that he said. And so, I believe that there are people who really, truly believe they're all into this whole, you know, global warming sort of things. And it's all because of humans and cow farts and, you know, different things that they laugh about sometimes, right? And so if we lower the number of humans on the planet, then the planet would have a better chance to survive. So, you know, psychopaths think differently than you and I do, Brian. They just do.
All right, that was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Go to bitshoot.com and you can listen to some more videos. Another site I recommend is brighteon.com. I know you people aren't getting the truth from your alternative news sources like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That's over. Everybody's being censored, and this is an attack to keep you from knowing the truth. So that's why we're going to take the time out to go ahead and give you herbal remedies and you do the research yourself and see what works for you. But the information is out there, and we're going to have to learn to take care of our bodies because there's such a strong synergistic effect of everything that's attacking us. You want to share something?
No, I totally agree. And I'm on the website for the FDA right now. So it's a news release, and it says FDA issues emergency use authorization for a third COVID vaccine. So, you know, there's more and more coming out. So this is number three, which I believe is the Johnson and Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's all I just wanted to reiterate. It's not an approval. It's just an emergency use authorization.
For all of these vaccinations. Not approved. And as I said, the way things are structured, a lot of people are getting sick immediately. There's been hundreds of thousands of deaths throughout the world, not America, from the vaccination, and all this information is being suppressed. You're not finding out. This is why they're keeping people in the doctor's office or convention centers for 15 minutes to observe them after the shot, just to see what will happen, because we're all their guinea pigs right now. Okay, we're moving right along. I got some other things. You want to go into that?
Yes. Okay, so chlorella, which is C-H-L-O-R-E-L-L-A.
Okay. Go ahead. Chlorella. Let's go into some herbs.
Herbs, chlorella.
That can help to build the immune system. Go ahead.
Okay, so yes, I take this every day in conjunction with a few other herbs. You know, it's a cocktail. You can mix them, and that's the beauty in this. You can mix and match, or you can take it alone. But this here, chlorella, it supports people on chemotherapy or that have fibromyalgia or halitosis. So this herb is very, very strong, and it's a gift from Yah. It's from the earth, and basically it's a healer, a lifesaver, and it helps detox your body. Chlorella, it's green in powder. And we mix it with, again, some other herbs like spirulina and a few other things. But again, the beauty in this is that you can take it by itself or with other herbs. And sometimes I mix it in a pineapple juice, and I try to use a juice that is organic, free of chemicals. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Sure.
Chlorella. Okay. So chlorella, basically... it's an antioxidant and anti-tumor. So I'll go over in a minute the details about free radicals and antioxidants. So it is 65% assimilable protein. It's rich in chlorophyll, beta-carotene, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, DNA, RNA, and enzymes. It's also an excellent source of dietary fiber. It's rich in a nutrient factor isolated in the 1950s, and okay, so it's not available in other green foods, called Chlorella's growth factor, which is CGF. CGF, Chlorella growth factor, makes Chlorella most useful for improving growth patterns in children, maintaining health in old age, healing injury, and initiating growth where it's been stunted from a disease or degeneration. And lastly, it's good for Alzheimer's disease, nervousness, palsy, seizures, sciatica, multiple sclerosis, and other nerve disorders. It can promote wound healing by encouraging cell reproduction and tissue repair. Its beneficial effects on the heart include its ability to reduce high blood pressure and lower total cholesterol levels. It may help to protect the body from effects of radiation, as well as from toxic metals such as lead and mercury. Can improve digestion and encourage easy to digest, convenient and economical. It is very economical. Super greens help with digestion, elimination, detoxification. It binds with heavy metals, pesticides, and such carcinogens as PCBs, which is a long P word, polychlorobenzenes, and carries these PVC toxins safely out of the body. And also, again, it supports people on chemotherapy or that have fibromyalgia or halitosis. I always say, I worked in the medical field for a very long time, and I always say, do your best to get a medical provider, whether it's a nurse practitioner that's been practicing for a long time, an actual physician or a physician's assistant, someone you trust, someone you can work with, and inform them that you're taking herbs or that you want to taper off your regular medications that help with your cholesterol issues or high blood pressure issues. Sometimes we can't take our, we have to stay on certain medications. But I always say, inform your medical professional about the herbs that you are taking. And, you know, it's a possibility they may want to taper you down, taper you off, or lower the dosage of your pharmaceutical medication in conjunction with taking the herbs. But this Chlorella is great for detoxification, and also it gets rid of free radicals.
While you're looking that up, I'm going to reiterate what she said. Chlorella goes inside the body, attaches itself to heavy metals, pesticides from the fruits and vegetables that you eat every day, and other carcinogens. I know people don't even realize that a lot of lunch meat and bacon is high carcinogenic. You shouldn't be eating that anyway. That means your turkey bacon too. There's a lot of carcinogens that we ingest every day. There's smoke, secondhand smoke, and then there was something else. Oh, the radiation. We don't realize how much radiation we're picking up, because some of y'all won't put your cell phone down for a minute, and you don't realize how much radiation you're picking up from just holding the cell phone all day and being in front of the laptop all day, stuck in the house, working from home, in front of the computer. And then the internet frequencies that are shooting through your house, especially with 5G. Now that you've got the shot, they're going to turn the 5G up, and there's going to be a synergistic effect that causes sickness. People, Chlorella is powerful. You've got to get it in your life and change your eating habits. The fast food is laced with stuff that's going to hurt you and kill you. Go ahead. You want to talk about free radicals?
Yeah, antioxidants and free radicals. So, you know, for I wanted to give a detailed explanation for antioxidants and why they're important. So basically, antioxidants are substances that may protect your cells against free radicals, which may play a role in heart disease, cancer, and other diseases. Free radicals are molecules produced when your body breaks down food or when you're exposed to tobacco or smoke radiation. Okay, so free radicals, that's a word that's, you know, that's thrown around a lot. Basically, there are unstable atoms in the body that can damage cells, causing illnesses and aging.
Mm-hmm.
Aging, we don't want to age, but our insides are more important than our outside. But this chlorella is great for both. Free radicals are linked to aging and a host of diseases, okay? But little is known about their role in human health or how to prevent from making people sick. So, again, examples of free radicals are, let's see, I have a lot here. Superoxide, anion radical, hydrogen peroxide, and again, you know, what Boris was saying was in the air, the atmosphere, our laptops, our smartphones, our TVs.
What were they saying about hydrogen peroxide?
Free radical.
Oh, okay. What foods are high in free radicals? Like I said, processed meat, red meat, alcohol, cooking oil. Vegetables with pesticides, fruit with pesticides. We want to eliminate these free radicals, and the chlorella is doing it. We use chlorella with spirulina, maca, and moringa, and it helps us to rid ourselves. So every day we're detoxing by taking a green powder, not a green drink. There's a difference, because I'm all y'all trying to make a green drink at home now in the blender. You're putting kale in there and kiwi and juice, all these sugars. But you're not getting the real green substance. Like a lot of you switched over to matcha green tea. It does not have the power of chlorella and spirulina. It's like Irish sea moss. You heard about that. And guess what? Limes, which are green, limes and the peel and the juice. They are anti-carcinogenic, and they deal with free radicals and help to better the cells, especially in your face and your skin. So, I was looking for what it was saying about the hydrogen peroxide, but I know that helps to...
Here it is.
Okay. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, before I play this next clip, I've got an herb I want to share with you, too, that you know about, because some of you cook with it, some of you just look at it and don't know what to do with it, and that's rosemary. Excellent on lamb or beef or sometimes even fish, rosemary, and it has a wonderful scent. But here's the thing about it. Its medicinal use, it contains caffeic acid and anti-inflammatories and antioxidants inside of rosemary. It stimulates your digestion. It helps to relieve digestive problems. You can, like I said, you can make a tincture or use it on your food. But here's the one that blew my mind, and the reason I want to share this about rosemary, is it improves your concentration and memory. It's a neuroprotective, meaning it protects the neurons inside your brain. We have an influx of dementia and Alzheimer's now. And us in our 40s and 50s need to start being proactive with the cells in our brain. Rosemary is known as a brain tonic. It seems to improve concentration and memory. It stimulates the circulatory system, brings more oxygen to the brain. Rosemary brings more oxygen to the brain. It's been used for elderly dementia patients. It also has a neuroprotective effect due to the carnosic acid found in rosemary. It's good for circulatory problems and headaches. Lowers blood pressure, alleviates headaches, especially migraines. Rosemary has a mild analgesic effect, but the main relief comes from opening up the blood flow to the brain. This is amazing. I'm probably going to start cooking with it a lot more. And you can find this herb at any supermarket. It also deals with inflammation, colitis, and arthritis. It's an antifungal, and it's an antibacterial. Helps to deal with staph infections that people catch at hospitals, along with oregano oil. It helps to fight cancer. Rosemary has been researched for a variety of cancers and helps with hair loss, halitosis, bad breath. You can make your own mouthwash with rosemary by boiling 2 cups of water, adding some rosemary in there. You can even add peppermint too and create your own mouthwash. We're going to have to start getting more and more like that. I bet, like, for instance, the toothpastes are very dangerous, and they're color-coded as to the level of toxicity they are. And that's why I myself have gotten away from utilizing toothpaste and using baking soda and hydrogen peroxide to brush with. You might not get that cool, minty, fresh feeling, but at least you're not getting some type of gingivitis or problems with future cancers of the gums. I'm just not trusting man in his processing and manufacturing and trying to make a buck. Rosemary, very powerful. Do your research on it, and I would suggest you incorporate it in your life. What I really like is the fact that it brings oxygen to the brain. That is really powerful. What were you going to say?
Yeah, is there a recommendation as far as taking it as, I guess, as a seasoning? Or because, you know, there's a rosemary that you could just pick off, you know, out of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it as a tea, I suppose. Does it have a recipe for that? A tea, or perhaps it's in a health food store, a capsule?
It can be used as a tea. You can boil it with the water and consume it that way. And definitely you can sprinkle it on a salad. You have to get used to the taste, but it's definitely something to cook with. I have used it. Make your own tinctures as well. But I have used it, like I mentioned, on lamb.
Mm-hmm. It's excellent.
And it brings out the flavor of the lamb. So rosemary is very powerful. The reason I really wanted to bring that out also about the oxygen to the brain is because before I play this next clip, I want to talk about every brain has a black part of the brain inside of their head, and it's called, and it releases norepinephrine. And norepinephrine is what keeps people young, deals with anti-aging, and your adrenal glands, all of that is stimulated. Rosemary is one of the things that helps to stimulate the norepinephrine inside of that part of the brain that, let me see if I can find this real quick. I wanted to play this video, but I'm going to go into this real quick. It's called we talked about this, the locus coeruleus, and it's called the LC. And it's a little black spot, or they'll try to say dark blue because they don't want you to know you got a little black piece of brain that's responsible for keeping you alive. But yeah. And this black, let me read this. It actually is dark because it's pigmented, so it has melanin. And once again, trying to say pigment. It's the part of the brain that everybody has a little melanin. And obviously, darker-skinned people are emitting a lot more of this norepinephrine. It is known that the coeruleus is the primary site where this production is in the brain. The nucleus sends norepinephrine throughout the cerebral cortex as well as to a variety of other structures, including your amygdala, your hippocampus, your cerebellum, and your spinal cord. In fact, the coeruleus sends projections to virtually all brain regions except the basal ganglia, which seems to be lacking norepinephrine. So because of the diversity of its projections and the diversity of the actions of the norepinephrine neurotransmitter, the LC is involved in a long list of functions. It helps with arousal, vigilance, and attention. And when you're asleep, it doesn't work. Its activity is diminished. So it's helping, as I mentioned, it's like this particular the local coeruleus is helping to produce a chemical that fights against Alzheimer's, that fights against Parkinson's disease and chronic traumatic encephalopathy. So it's dealing with all these things. So this rosemary is powerful to helping to stimulate and bring more oxygen to this area. And so if I were you, I'll tell you the name of this part of the brain again. It's called the locus, L-O-C-U-S, coeruleus. I would try to find as many herbs, amino acids like L-arginine and rosemary that will assist in keeping this gland stimulated so that it can provide for your wealth, your health, your brain, and fight against dementia and Alzheimer's. And I looked up some of the foods, but some of the herbs and foods. And so one of them is pantothenic acid, which you can only find in vitamin B5. And you'll find that in certain foods and fruits and vegetables. Also, another one is ginseng. Ginseng is powerful in helping to stimulate that particular gland part of the brain. And vitamin C, which helps to boost your immune system as well, which you'll find from good orange juice and good supplements. So do your research on where you can get B5 and get a stronger vitamin C inside your body. These are your vaccines, people, and that's why we're sharing them with you. That's why we're sharing them with you. You had something you wanted to add to that?
Basically, I just wanted to say, when you're taking these herbs, you have to be patient.
Right.
Pay attention to your body. I know from personal experience, I used to be on different kind of medications for severe chronic migraines, and you get an instant, most of the medications, you get an instant result. But with these herbs, it may take a couple of weeks, and you just have to be patient. But once it works, when it's in your system, it's in your system. It works.
Right. It'll fight. Going forward, it'll fight whatever the problem or whatever you're trying to address. But you do have to be patient when it comes to supplements, herbs, vitamins, amino acids, and keep working out.
Yep.
Keep meditating. Stay spiritual, prayerful.
Prayerful.
Believe Yah and his healing capacity and all these things that work together. That's our synergistic effect. Mm-hmm. We're so used to a quick fix. Hurry up. Take the pain away. Hurry up. Fix it.
Take a shot.
Shot and a pill. And that's what the doctors have been trained to do. Give you a quick fix.
But you got to be patient and pay attention to your body, especially for women as we get older, we start to go through certain changes. Pay attention to your body and just adjust.
Right. Another thing I heard that helps with this area of the brain to help fight against dementia and Alzheimer's is organic extra virgin coconut oil. Not only cook with it, you can rub it on your skin, your face, in place of lotion, and you can take a half a teaspoon of it a day, every day, and it helps with restoring brain cells as well. I started cooking with it, and sometimes, you know, I try to fast from these lotions and deodorants. We talked about that last week, and Clay, the young lady on here who's creating her own deodorants, but a lot of these lotions have chemicals and metals in it, and you're rubbing that on your body as soon as you get out of the shower. And your skin's just absorbing all these chemicals. It's horrible. It's horrible. As I said last week, if you're fighting cancer, get off the lotions, the deodorants, the toothpaste, and even watch your shower. If you don't have a water purification system for your shower, a lot of you live in regions with bad water. I know. Sounds like work. But health is wealth. And if you want to live, you got to put in some effort.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it in the long run. Your body will feel better. I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID 5G with these clips. This guy went to Chick-fil-A and decided to read the ingredients in the Chick-fil-A dipping sauces and found out that the same thing, chemical they use in root canals is in the dipping sauces at Chick-fil-A. This is what I'm telling you, the fast food, you have no idea what you're consuming. So I'm going to play a little bit of that. And then there's a Dr. Buttar who's going to talk about COVID and 5G and what's happening with the shot. And I know someone who works for one of the biggest cellular phone companies, and they're saying these 5G towers have been installed, but what they haven't done is turn up the frequency to maximum potential. And when they do that, it's going to make a lot of people sick. It actually causes people to feel flu symptoms. And then think about the DNA, RNA conversion that's taking place.
I was about to eat some of the Chick-fil-A sauce. Now, I was reading the ingredients, and as you can see, EDTA right there, added to protect flavor. When I saw that ingredient, I was like, hold up, that don't look right. When I worked as a dental assistant, we used EDTA for root canals. Ethylene dimetatriacetyl acid is what's inside this Chick-fil-A sauce. EDTA can cause abnormal cramps, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, low blood pressure. Too much can cause kidney damage, dangerously low calcium levels, and death. Chick-fil-A, you got some explaining to do.
You can say that again. I hope y'all heard that.
Wow.
Kidney damage, death, migraines, all these problems. And you talking about, I don't drink or smoke. Give me some more of that sauce for my wings. You're killing yourself. Because you think you're eating right at Chick-fil-A. It's just like we just heard about what's going on at Subway. That's not real bread. Ireland busted them out. That's not real tuna. Then they had to try to scurry back and say, no, it's real tuna. I'm sorry. I'm glad that we're at home more because you get to cook at home and not kill yourself with fast foods. If you eat it every now and then, okay, fine, but you should remove it out of your life just like removing pharmaceutical medicines out of your life.
Right.
You really need to remove it out of your life. You don't know what you're consuming. And when you go out, especially now, I said this, I don't know if it was Saturday last week, especially now, people had to be shut down for a whole year, so they lost a lot of money. Where do you think they're going to cut costs at? On the quality of food that they're giving you. White table salt, cheap meat, non-organic, full of pesticide vegetables. You're like, oh, this tastes so good because it's smothered in a sauce with this EDTA this guy just got through talking about, which is going to kill you. And fillers and fatteners. People, take advantage, carpe diem, of your health. Here's the next part I want you to hear.
That's just from the initial portion of the mask. Now you come outside of the house, you're scared because you don't know whether you're going to get something. You're financially distraught. You're emotionally distraught. They've been keeping us away from our social circles, not from our family. So when you come out, your immune system's already susceptible to getting anything. That's the first factor.
Hmm.
Now, on top of that, you've got the technology that's being rolled out, the 5G. It has nothing to do with COVID, but 5G has a tremendous impact on the immune system. This is rolling.
It's not 5G that's on my phone, by the way.
No, it's not.
We're talking about cell phone technology, the next generation. Yeah.
Correct. So the new generation technology, you know, we were talking, our phones are probably 500 to 900 hertz, maybe 1500 hertz. The new technology is going to be between 30, when it's fully rolled out, between 30 gigahertz and 300 gigahertz. To give you that reference, 1 gigahertz is 1 billion with a B hertz. So they're talking about 30 billion to 300 billion hertz. And the science, the literature, over 2,000 peer-reviewed studies have been done showing that at 1.8 gigahertz, remember, they're rolling out 30 to 300, at 1.8 gigahertz, cancers of the heart, which is very rare, cancers of the brain, cancers of the adrenal system, other types of neurological implications start to become exponential.
Hold that phone right up there to your head.
You don't even have to hold the phone. Yeah. It's not even the phone. It's just the power.
What's in the airway?
Exactly.
Okay, let's go back to that. Max,
if I can just finish this last
part.
That's the second thing. And then the third thing that's going to happen, and this is where the second wave is coming in, people are going to be in a frenzy to get this vaccine, whatever vaccine is coming out. And we can talk about specifics of the vaccine, but whichever people get the vaccine, that's the real danger. They get the vaccine, they're going to die. They're going to get sick. So you have susceptibility issues. You have the 5G making people more immune compromised, and then you have the vaccine. And that's going to cause a lot of people to die, and they're going to use that as a false flag to say, see, we told you second wave's coming. Now we mandate vaccines, and that's what we have to prevent. So people become empowered with the knowledge, knowing what they're planning, so that then the people are going to laugh at it. This is the same exact thing they try to do with H1N1 10 years ago. President Obama, if you remember, said that 20% of the population, 60 million Americans, were going to die. Do you know why they didn't die? Because people refused to take the H1N1. And people take this, whatever vaccine is coming up, we are going to have mass death.
There you have it, people, and we already know that, but nobody wants to believe it because they have drank the Kool-Aid and they think we're the crazy ones. Good has become evil, evil has become good, wisdom has become crazy, and crazy, what you think is crazy, are the keepers of the truth and bearing the wisdom and staying connected to the Most High Yah to try and wake people up before they just voluntarily kill themselves. Do not concede. Do not give in. Do not comply. You don't have to do any of these things because they are not laws. You got to put that mask on to go in the store. Go ahead, put it on as soon as you get out the door or pay for your stuff. Take that off. You're destroying your immune system. Did you hear this man talk about 5G radiation that can cause heart cancers, lung cancers? It's causing cancer, which is why they have already predicted an increase in cancer. You got to have a day where you just stay away from your phone, stay away. But listen, he said, it's not just your cell phone. It's the towers outside. I taught on this on the Sabbath. They're changing the frequencies and upping the radiation, and the sickness rides upon the radiation because spirits ride on the radiation and frequencies. I'm not going to talk about that right now, but frequencies mean a lot. They can alter your mood and your chemistry. And here's what we're seeing is the altering of DNA and chemistry and mindsets and depression and suicide. And the food, believe it or not, good, healthy food has a chemistry. You ever had a good meal and you ate something that was very good for you and healthy, and your body thanked you for it, and you felt like you know it ministered to your body?
Mm-hmm.
You've had that feeling. You understand. But then a lot of you will eat something that you just become gluttonous about because you've been lusting for it, and you eat all that nastiness, even though it tasted good. And then as soon as you get through, you're sleepy and tired and have to take a nap, sit down, lay down, and you're stuffed for hours. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. People, let's be mindful. Let's take control of our health. Lose the fear. We know what they're trying to do to society. But you can overcome this. You can beat it. You're just going to have to be a little bit more vigilant. Go ahead.
There's this dish that I used to eat with shrimp in it at this Korean mom and pop's restaurant. And the food's always been good. And since it's been about almost 2 years since I've been eating more clean foods in my diet, the chlorella, the clean, the powder, the spirulina. When I drink our powder drink, my body is thanking me. It's like my cells wake up, and especially when I'm working out. The other thing about this Korean food, it's a shrimp dish sauteed in a spicy sauce with vegetables. And you know it has GMOs in it and things like that. And the shrimp, we all know about shrimp. Anyway, the last time I had the dish, and I ate the dish without the shrimp, my body reacted in a negative way. Like immediately, it rejected the food. I didn't have to go run to the bathroom and get sick or anything, but I just felt like sluggish,
mm-hmm.
tired,
mm-hmm.
and it just my body wasn't satisfied, like to a point where, whew, thank you. It in a sense rejected it in a spiritual way. It rejected the dish. So you know, I transitioned all the way, pretty much 90% to less processed foods, clean foods. And it's a big difference when you go back and you eat something you used to eat that you knew that you know, that's full of chemicals. Your body immediately knows and rejects it. It's a big difference.
Right. Absolutely. People, you don't have to go get that vaccine in order to live your life. Most High didn't create that. He created this vegetables and sunshine, natural vitamin D3, herbs. Do your due diligence and find out what's lacking, where you're deficient, and get these things in your body. I recommend a lot of amino acids, L-arginine, this rosemary, chlorella. Please get these things in your life, and we'll keep talking about this as we move forward. You have to detox daily now. I remember back in the days, maybe the 70s and 80s and 90s, we would detox during the new year. I kind of got locked up because, you know, we don't celebrate New Year's in the dead of winter no more. We know New Year is coming. But every New Year's of the Gregorian calendar, January 1st, everybody would go on a fast or try to detox once a year. That day is over. You have to detox every day, every morning. I start my morning with some prayer, some words of affirmation, scriptures. Garlic concoction with garlic, limes, and apple cider vinegar, and ginger, and honey, and then drink tea, and don't even worry about lusting after food until close to 12, and no false stimulants called coffee every day before 12, because you just rise up with caffeine, then you crash. This is the important way to heal your temple, your body, your mind, your soul, and spirit. These are the things that will have a healthy synergistic effect on you. So let's be careful about the fast foods, the GMOs. What's that chemical that's in the food that they use, and especially a lot of
fillers?
That's in the sauce.
Oh, the root canal filler? Or the root
no,
canal?
Not that one. You would tell them all the time not to put this in your food. GS,
MSG.
MSG, monosodium glutamate. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Hidden. Yeah. Monosodium glutamate and glucose, fructose, sucrose, diabetes, cancer, all this stuff. I'm now I read my labels in the store. If there's more than four or five ingredients, chances are I'm not even purchasing that or buying that. I'm sorry. I don't eat for taste anymore or for smell, because all of that's developed in a scientific lab on how to create these, stimulate your olfactory system so that you smell things and you'll want it. That's what they do with McDonald's fries, but it's not even real potatoes. And then they know how to put flavors in. So people, come on, get past that and let's do what we know the body wants and what the Most High wants so that we can thrive and be here for a long time for our families, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and show society we don't need your medicine, we don't need your poisons or your toxins. Anything you want to say in closing?
No, just stay positive and look out for one another. Pass on the positive information, you know, as far as these herbs and working for you. Share it. Pass it on.
The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Health is wealth. Peace and blessings to you, my brothers and sisters. See you next time.